Greetings. I'm Pastor Dole of Heart City Church. Today, friends, we pass the halfway point in our series, The Traveler's Guide to Glory. We're looking at this group of 15 Psalms, 120 through 134, that ancient pilgrims would sing as they marched to Zion. And God has provided these for us as well, as a sort of guidebook to help us mature spiritually as we journey through our own lives on our way to glory. I want you to notice that Psalm 128 is teaching us about blessing, about how to be blessed. Listen to the repetition of the word bless in Psalm 128. Psalm 128. Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in obedience to Him. You will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Yes, this will be the blessing for the man who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you live to see your children's children. Peace be on Israel. Psalm 128 is a psalm that speaks about being blessed. And let's be real. Who doesn't want a blessing? And the good thing is there's plenty of blessing to go around. We see that blessing is available to all. Now friends, being blessed is actually one of the most prominent themes in the Bible. This was how the very first psalm began. The first words are, "Blessed is the man." You see, God wants us to be blessed. The Bible encourages us towards blessings. So Joel, how do we get blessing? Well, we're told here in Psalm 128, verse 1, to fear the Lord. And we may hear this and find it strange because we only think of fear negatively. How can fear be connected to blessing? Fear makes us want to run and hide. But that's not how to think of fear of the Lord. True fear of the Lord does not cause you to run from Him because you know you can't escape Him. You dare not run from Almighty God. Now the reason why we feel we want to run is actually because we're not blessed apart from His grace. What does it mean to be blessed? It's actually the opposite of our condition since our fall into sin. The moment Adam and Eve rebelled against God, we were cursed in four different directions, the opposite of blessing. We're no longer properly related to God after that sin. We're also no longer rightly related to each other. We're not in right relationship with our world. And we're not even right with ourselves. Well, Psalm 128 tells us about restoration, being blessed in all these four different directions, with God, with our family, with our labors, and even with ourselves. But it doesn't tell us that we should seek the blessings in this area. That's where we often go wrong, friends, and Psalm 128 helps us to correct this. We don't seek the blessings. Rather, we learn to fear the Lord. You see, we don't get blessings apart from being rightly related to the blesser, our God. And it all starts with fear the Lord. True fear causes you to see how high and lifted up God Almighty is, which also leaves you seeing just how sinful you are. And you think that seeing God high and holy would create a distance from sinners, but actually, the opposite is true. Here's the amazing thing. The more you fear the Lord and make yourself less, the more the Lord draws near to you. You see, God blesses those who fear Him. We seek relationship with the Lord by seeing our need and His provision in our Lord Jesus Christ. And when you see how He has blessed us so immeasurably, the Father has sent His greatest gift, His own Son to die on the cross so that we could be blessed. His own Son became a curse for us. Well, that ought to set your knees knocking, and in a good way. Sometimes, as the old hymn says, when we see the glory of Christ crucified for our prosperity, it should cause us to tremble. Tremble, tremble. And it leaves you more and more living the happy life when you take that in, the happy life of growing obedience as you draw ever nearer to glory. My friend, remember who you are and who you belong to.